USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment dropped below 1 million last week for the first time since the coronavirus outbreak took hold in the U.S. 5 months ago. The figures show that the crisis continues to throw people out of work, just as the expiration of an extra $600 a week from federal jobless benefits has deepened the hardship for many, as Democrats refuse to negotiate to bring those funds back. Applications for jobless benefits declined to 963,000, the second straight drop from the 1.2 million the previous week. A federal appeals court in New Orleans upheld the constitutionality of the all-male military draft system, citing a 1981 U.S. Supreme Court decision that overturned a 2019 ruling by a Texas-based federal judge. The U.S. government stopped drafting young men into the military in 1973, but every male must still register for the draft when he turns 18. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The Justice Department said that it has seized millions of dollars from cryptocurrency accounts that militant groups, including Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, relied on to finance their organizations and violent actions. Law enforcement officers said the group used the accounts to solicit donations, including trying to raise money from the sale of fraudulent personal protective equipment for the coronavirus pandemic. Officials described it as the largest ever seizure of virtual currency related to terrorism. It's part of a broader Justice Department goal of disrupting the financing of any extremist organization, including those designed as foreign terror groups. California will resume eviction and foreclosure proceedings on September 2nd, stoking fears of a wave of evictions during the coronavirus pandemic. Since the pandemic began in March, more than 9.7 million people have filed for unemployment benefits in California. A survey from the U.S. Census shows more than 1.7 million renters could not pay their rent on time over the last 3 months. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tropical storm Josephine has formed in the Atlantic Ocean, making it the earliest J-named storm and a record-setting hurricane season. Josephine was located 900 miles east-southeast of the northern Leeward Islands, according to an advisory from the U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami. It's moving west-northwest with a maximum sustained wind of 55 miles an hour. Josephine was the earliest J-named storm on record, breaking the previous record of Jose, which formed August 22, 2005. Isaias killed two people in the Caribbean earlier this month, and last month Hurricane Hannah slammed the Texas Gulf Coast with high winds and rains that flooded streets and knocked out power across the region. Following a Justice Department investigation, they've stated that Yale University illegally discriminates against Asian Americans and white applicants during the admissions process. The DOJ informed Yale that it reached the conclusion after a two-year investigation triggered by complaints from Asian American groups. As a condition of receiving millions of dollars in taxpayer funding, the Ivy League universities must agree to comply with Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, or national origin in programs or activities receiving financial assistance from the federal government. The DOJ is also claiming that race is the determining factor in hundreds of admissions each year. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.